Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5 and the River Talk Radio Network, a River Network production.
Don't forget, Mr. Big Willie is going to be joining us after the 8 o'clock news, and we'll be talking with him about God only knows what. And also your chance to win an opportunity to go see the Jody Messina concert and meet Jody Messina backstage before the concert. That's coming up as well. We got Dimitri Graffiti coming up. It's an unbelievable show right now. Live exclusive in-studio interview with Frank Hoagland, former state senator. You can hear the show, of course, on Big Willie 105.5, Monday through Friday, various hours. You can also listen on the River Talk Radio Network, 94.9 FM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, the Sturdy 1430. And you can see the show Facebook live stream. Go to my Dimitri profile page and also the Big Willie 105.5 page, and you can see the Facebook live stream with Frank Hoagland. So you're running against Ron Ferguson. You're willing to have a debate with him here. I'll ask him tomorrow. I can't believe he'd say no, but you never know. Now, you say that you think it could turn into a train wreck because you two don't get along, or you disagree, or what exactly? What's the backstory here? Because that surprised me when you said that.
No, it's just that I don't agree with what he's doing. Not just me. A lot of people don't agree with what he's doing.
Well, what's he doing?
Well, look at it. I mean, geez, the kids out there running around trying to make
things
up.
Stay closer to the microphone. Stay closer to the microphone.
Okay. Hey, well, he's out there just making things up. He's saying a bunch of stuff that,
like what?
In my opinion, this is not true. I mean, he's...
Making up stuff about you or just his...
Everything. I mean...
What's he saying about
he's
you?
He's making it look like he's doing a lot of work when... Really, the dude's missed over 170 votes.
He's missed 170 votes?
Yes.
No.
He's only showing up to caucus maybe one out of three caucuses. You know? So there's a lot of stuff that's going on. I'd rather just let him deal with it. That's not my problem. I'm running for the seat. You want to create this drama between he and I.
No. That's unfair. This is a debate.
The definition of fair, as long as you get it your way, that's fair.
But
let's stay focused here. So it's a seat. I'm running for the seat.
Right.
Okay. I have been asked to do that by both the people here in the area and the people in Columbus.
Okay. Who's the most important person in Columbus who asked you to run for this seat?
My wife.
Did DeWine?
No.
Yeah. No. Did DeWine?
No.
Okay.
No. So but let me my ask wife, you. My wife and a lot of the people.
Okay, let me ask you this. This surprised me, because you were my state senator.
Everybody thought I did a pretty good job, too. Go ahead and ponder on that one.
Why did you quit?
Well, that's your perspective.
Well, did you resign? Did you resign?
Resigning, yes.
Well, isn't that quitting?
Well, I
you quit as my state senator. Why did you quit?
I terminated my Navy contract too. Does that mean I quit?
I have no idea about Navy contracts.
Let's get to the state senator.
Why did you resign?
So during that time frame, you had what we called the Blue 22. I don't know if you knew much about that.
Tell the listeners about the Blue 22 Republicans.
So really what ended up happening was those 22 Republicans got the Democrats to vote in a different speaker.
That's for the House.
That was for the House. And that basically turned the entire legislative process upside down at that time frame. Well, I already had several bills in, which are already set up. And then all of a sudden I get an offer to work with Department of Public Safety to create a counter-drone program. It was a program that the governor wanted done he was more focused on what was going on with the Ohio State football stadium. And being with my background, as you see here, I had done a lot of work with those things. We called them UAVs. We didn't call them drones. So I was like, heck yeah, I'll do that.
Was this another government job?
Yeah, it was working for the Department of Public Safety.
Okay. What did it pay?
I don't know, probably about 80 grand.
What were you making as state senator?
I don't know. That's my wife. I don't pay attention. I made God a promise a long time ago that I wouldn't care about money. I never made money my God.
I want to make sure I understand this. I don't want to misstate this. Are you saying that when you were a state senator in Ohio, you did not know how much money you were making annually?
I didn't know how much money I made annually when I was in the military.
Well, you knew how much money you were making with this job that you got.
Like 80-something grand, I think.
Right. My question is, wasn't that a lot more than you were making a state senator?
I don't think so.
But you don't know?
I don't know. Like I told you, Dimitri, I didn't make money, my God.
Okay.
I didn't know how much money I made when I was in the military. I didn't know how much money I made when I was deploying overseas.
Okay.
Let me tell you something. There's differences between some people that's motivated because of a number, money. I'm not motivated for money.
I'm not saying that you were, but...
But you're trying to incline that, you know, I try to jump ship because I was making more money.
No, I'm asking, and you don't know whether you did or not. I mean, that's the...
No, I know I didn't do it for the money. I did it because our families go to the Ohio State football stadium to watch the Ohio State play football. And the last thing I wanted is an in-extremis situation happening to them to where a lot of people's going to get killed or hurt.
Okay. Were you state senator when they had this COVID thing, the whole shutdown and all that?
Yeah, I was.
Okay. What did you think of this Amy Acton? Because she was in charge, this woman who was in charge of the health stuff. What did you think of her?
I don't know the lady. I just understand that the process that they started to go through, I didn't agree with it. Not only I didn't agree with it, but the people in the district didn't agree with it neither. I'll never forget when actually before that went down, I had some of my friends that were overseas tell me about it before it actually hit. And I called the governor, told him that this is coming to the U.S. So we had already learned quite a bit about it before it actually reached
But back to Amy Acton, and a full disclosure.
I don't know the lady.
You don't know?
Do you know the lady?
I know of her. I haven't met her. I'd love to have her here in studio. My God, the questions I have for her.
I bet.
You didn't know the lady. Well, you certainly had to know something about her.
All I understood was the policies that they were trying to push, and the governor had shut down the entire state. It had gotten so bad that even the state, like in Pennsylvania, heck, those people were coming from Pennsylvania to Ohio to buy liquor.
Did you not know anything about Amy Acton? Is that what you're saying?
I knew the lady was the health director for the state of Ohio.
Well, she was appointed, but it's got to be, I would think, it has to be confirmed by the Senate. Was she confirmed by the Senate to be health director?
Yeah, I'm sure she was.
We appointed
a lot of people.
Was that a vote that you took or not?
Yeah. Well, what they'll do is they'll put a bunch of people on the same list.
Right.
You know,
I want to make sure I understand this. Are you saying that you did or did not vote for Amy Acton?
Like you said, she was appointed and she went through the process, which the Senate would have a process. There's a validation process. I'm focusing on your question, so just give me a second.
Okay.
So there is that validation process. It goes through both the House and the Senate that goes through that process, and then they put it on the floor and you vote for it.
Right. Did you vote for her?
I'm sure I did.
Do you regret voting for her?
No.
You oppose all of her policies?
We didn't know that those were the policies that were
coming out. Now you know.
It's hindsight.
Right.
You know?
Well, of course it's hindsight. That's why we're here talking about it. So are you saying
I know I was going to walk into an ambush? No. I just walked into an ambush.
What do you mean?
Well, when I was overseas.
What do you mean you walked into an ambush? You walked into an ambush with Amy Acton?
Well, that's what's happening. Amy Acton, you know, we thought she was going to be the director, and she would do what she's supposed to do.
Understood.
But mind you, let's take this... Instead of trying to sliver it out, let's take this by the whole picture. During that entire time frame, the federal side was saying things too.
Right.
So the federal side, to include Trump, was like, hey, look, we're going to have to shut down. Everybody's going to have to lock down because of this terrible, because of COVID, right?
Right.
And then that propagated into the state level and the state. Some of them did more than others, so on and so forth.
Right.
The state of Ohio got put into that same category. And we did the 6-foot. Everything that was regulatory, especially from the federal side, that was being pushed onto the state. Now, during that same time frame, I was also asking the local health departments if there would be any pushback on this. And I couldn't get any of the local health departments to do
anything. Right, but Frank,
back.
We're running close, a limited amount of time. You get the last word. You get the last, just checking your watch, which is fine, but you get the last word because we always do that with my guest. But I've got to have clarification here. With all due respect, if I, and again, correct me if I'm wrong, but I, what I think I'm hearing is you saying that, yes, you voted for Amy Acton. You now disagree with a lot of the stuff that she did. And I asked you a simple question. Do you now regret voting to confirm Dr. Amy Acton? Now do you regret it or not? I mean, either way, it's fine. I'd like to know what, if you regret it.
I already answered that question.
No, you didn't. You didn't come close.
No, I don't regret it.
Still, even in light of everything that she did?
Why? I mean,
shutting down, but we couldn't even go.
You got to figure, DeWine that took her input. And DeWine would be the one that would be the one that actually shut down the state. Not Amy Acton. Amy Acton is the one that said, hey, DeWine, this is what we need to do. And then DeWine did what he thought was right. Now, during the very beginning of COVID, heck, everybody agreed with DeWine. It wasn't until
not everybody agreed. Okay. I didn't.
Okay, good.
There are an awful lot of us who didn't. By the way, did you get a vaccine? COVID vaccine?
Isn't that a HIPAA law violation?
Getting a vaccine?
No, asking somebody if they're taking medicines.
You're running for.
I'm just asking you. I'm just asking you.
I'm not a lawyer, so I'll ask you again. Did you take?
I didn't take it.
Why not?
I don't take shots. I hate to take shots. I didn't take the anthrax shot when they were trying to give it to us before.
Weren't
we
there a lot
overseas.
Of people in Ohio though that were risk losing their jobs if they didn't take the shot?
A lot of military guys too. You're right. There was a lot of military guys was at risk of losing their jobs.
Well, Amy Acton.
A lot of military guys did lose their jobs.
Right, but Amy Acton in Ohio was responsible for this. Are you saying you're giving her a pass on that too?
I'm not giving anybody a pass. I mean, we all make mistakes. We all do things that what we think is right. And I had Master Chief Goyne tell me this a long time ago when I was a young frogman. You know, what you think is right now may not be right just a few seconds before or a few seconds later, just a small increment of time. And
right.
As we go through time, we start looking at things differently because the environment has changed around us.
Right, but you haven't changed your point of view even with the benefit of time regarding regretting.
But the environment has
changed. Yes, but you don't regret voting for Amy Acton.
Well, we've already discussed this.
Okay, all right. We have, we always end the show, every interview, with giving the guest the opportunity to speak, not to me, but directly to the listeners, to say anything that the guest wants other than swearing. No swear. Thank you for not swearing, by the way, because I'm a Navy SEAL. You know, but thank you for that. So you have at least a couple of minutes or so to say pretty much anything that you want to the listeners. You can repeat key points that you made, shout outs to whoever, bring up any new point that you want, tell people how to follow you on social media if you want, or your website, or to donate, or to volunteer. Give out your phone number, anything you want. So, Frank Hoagland, former state senator, my microphone is yours.
Well, first of all, Mr. Dimitri, thank you for having me here. The sun is coming up, and I hope it does warm up a little bit more today than what it was first thing this morning. I like to, for all the listeners that are out there listening, Hoagland for Ohio. There's a web page. There's also a Facebook page. Yes, I am running for state rep. I'm running for the seat for the betterment of the people. Regardless of some of the drama that's going on out there, I am who I am. I will do the best that I can. I don't make any promises, and I'm sure as hell no saint. I will, like I said, I'll do the best that I can. But the more important thing is, how do we make this area prosper better than what it has been here, especially here recently with some of the rhetoric that's going on? I'll be fair, firm, and honest with you. I'll tell you the way I see it, regardless. And if I make a mistake, hey, look, you know, we're talking about Miss Amy Acton. I think Miss Amy Acton, you know, she's probably a good lady. She's just trying to do what she thought was the right thing to do at that time. But at the same time, hey, some of the decisions that was made during that particular era, I think a lot of people were very confused, very, very scared. My own father-in-law, He actually passed because of COVID, according to the doctors. And regardless of the decisions that are made, we are now sitting in an era that we need to make good decisions that would support the people of this area. I'm sorry I didn't bring my dog here today, Miss Stella. She's 12 going on 13. She's a little old. And this morning she just didn't want to get up. She actually moved from one pillow after the other pillow, and that was it. Everybody that is listening, thank you very much. Y'all have a nice day. God bless each and every one of you.
If people would like any more information, how do they do
Hogan
that?
Hogan for Ohio.
And that's a website or Facebook?
Both. Okay. Website and a Facebook page. Great. Is Hogan for Ohio.
Is there any phone number you'd like to give out or email address, anything at all to help?
Everything goes under Hogan for Ohio.
Hogan for Ohio. Terrific. All right, sir. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. We'll wrap this up here in just a few seconds. I can walk you out. And we'll have Ferguson on tomorrow, and we'll ask him the same thing. Do you want to have the debate? And if he says yes, then we'll schedule it and give you all 2 hours, the whole show. And you're invited back on anytime you want to come back on for whatever reason. Just ask, and the answer is automatically going to be yes. No question about it. This is the beginning now of this. I think it's going to be a fascinating campaign between two Republicans with apparently very different views on a number of issues. This is for the 96th district of the House, Ohio. You got Ron Ferguson, who is the incumbent, who will be here in studio tomorrow. Challenger, former state senator Frank Hoagland, who was here today. The Facebook live stream, share this everywhere if you would. Make sure you tune in again tomorrow for the Ron Ferguson part. We've got Mr. Big Willie himself coming up next.